From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Tyson and Purdue Foods have each agreed to settle a class action lawsuit brought against them by broiler chicken growers who allege that Tyson, Purdue, and other companies unlawfully conspire to artificially reduce the amounts they pay to broiler chicken growers for broiler grow-out services. According to MorningAgClips.com, Tyson will pay $21 million and Purdue will pay $14.75 million into a settlement fund, which will be used to pay settlement class members along with other expenses. Tyson and Purdue deny they did anything wrong. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will hold its biannual data users meeting virtually next month. The two-day meeting is held to share recent and pending statistical program changes with the public and to solicit input on the programs. The October 13th agenda includes agency updates followed by breakout sessions, and then on October 14th, the floor will be opened for questions and comments. Pathways to Dairy Net Zero, a groundbreaking climate initiative, was launched last week during Climate Week and just prior to the United Nations Food Systems Summit. AgriMarketing.com reports 40 leading organizations, including 11 of the world's 20 largest dairy companies, have declared their support for the effort. The climate initiative demonstrates the dairy sector's commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions while continuing to produce nutritious foods and jobs for billions. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.